On January 15, 1929, Martin Luther King Jr. is born in Atlanta, Georgia, the son of a Baptist minister. King received a doctorate degree in theology and in 1955 helped organize the first major protest of the African American Civil Rights Movement, the successful Montgomery Bus Boycott. Influenced by Gandhi, he advocated civil disobedience and nonviolent resistance to segregation in the South. Novak Djokovic has been deported from Australia after losing a last-ditch court bid to stay in the country. While he did this, and he was flying somewhere in Dubai, his father was raging back in Serbia, comparing what happened to an assassination attempt. What? No, sir, it's actually the law. As a Greek philosopher once said, the law happens to be reason free from passion. Wasn't Djokovic allowed to play, however, his staff made a mistake with the paperwork? How do you take that and you spin it like being a fight for freedom is beyond me. A group of four people, including a rabbi, were taken hostage at Congregation Beth Israel, a Reformed synagogue in the city of Colleyville, about 30 miles northwest of Dallas, Texas. The FBI hostage rescue team breached the synagogue and rescued the hostages. The hostages are safe now and with their family at this time. The hostage taker told authorities he wanted the release of Afaya Siddiqui, convicted in 2010 of attempted murder of U.S. soldiers, from federal prison. As per our policy, we will not name this individual. You are welcome to go to any mainstream media's website to learn his identity, or you can go on Twitter and argue your point. The Center Show will not provide him with a platform. There were several cases of individuals like this, monsters like this, I'll call them. And like we did then, we'll do it now and we'll as well in the future. We'll not publish his name. It's that simple. Parents and teachers in four provinces are bracing for students to return to the classroom Monday in Canada. As the Omicron variant-fueled wave of COVID-19 continues to spread and questions remain how prepared schools really are for a full-scale return. Also, I strongly advise you visit the CBC website and read about a growing concern. Some provinces are canceling quite important surgeries for different issues due to the Omicron rising in the province, and they are getting critique from different sides. A lot of people are quite upset with this decision. This is very tough. It's very tough for everyone in this pandemic. Also, warnings have now been issued ahead of a significant blast of winter weather that could lead to 40 centimeters of snow in parts of southern Ontario starting Sunday. So make sure you wear your winter boots for work on Monday if you happen to travel, especially in the Toronto area.